Hey, with Aaliyah Ismaili from France, a 2 minute short film, The Art of Competition, played at the Experimental Film Festival. Really, really cool film. You wrote it, you directed it. Do you do films like this, kind of like installation, kind of experimental films? Is this sort of like what you do all the time?
Yeah, I did it kind of few ones last year, but I think this one is the more achieved one. But yeah, I did a few. I did like four or five of these ones before I filmed the Art of Competition.
Do you like, are you surprised by this one? Is that you're kind of alluding that this is your most successful film? Are you surprised by the success?
Yeah, because I didn't have any like fundings or money, so it was really like close family and friends gathering and doing things with passion.
Yeah.
And so when I updated everything in the festivals and stuff, I was kind of surprised of the good reviews that I had.
Well, I think that you're tapping into an emotion that's very universal and common. I think that's why, like, it's the competition, two people, like what the pros and cons of it, right? Like the how could it could be destructive, but it also can be very inspiring for somebody, I guess, right?
Yeah, and I wanted that the dance kind of was the answer of this question for the ones that watching it. And there is not really an answer to who's the best at both of them.
Yeah.
And also I wanted to point that out.
And so let's talk about the sound design first, because I love the intro. It's very poetic and it kind of like sets the stage. Did you
Yeah.
write that before you started filming? Like, what was the process of the like you wrote did you write that kind of monologue before you started filming the scenes?
I think I wrote it like what I wanted, not the exact phrase. First of all, I love monologues in movies.
Yeah.
I love like the effect that you're kind of close to the people that are watching or close to the people that's doing the monologues, the voiceovers.
Yeah.
And yeah, I recorded it with a friend in London. And my friend, one of my best friend, is a sound designer. So he's the one that kind of put a glitchy voice effect on the voiceover during the first half of the movie. And yeah, I really like it too.
No, it's a great that's why I wanted to talk about it first. It's a great sound design. It's like really, it's really it stands it sets your film apart from the other kind of experimental films, because it has a, there's a lot of artistry and uniqueness in the sound design.
And that's thanks to my friend that he did the first part of the video, the first music, the first soundtrack, and then when it was about the dance, it's two of my other friends that composed the music.
Oh wow! So there's a lot going on. And who did the voiceover?
Yeah, it's three people that did the soundtracks.
Yeah.
And the voiceover, she's a friend that I met in London.
She's great. Yeah, she really like said tells the story, right? Like, yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the video then. So how did you like? Because there's all kinds of different kind of. I'm assuming you shot certain parts and then kind of rejiggered things in the editing, I'm assuming.
I did also the editing. I like to edit, like to color grade and to edit my work, because for me it's like writing another story, you know.
Yeah.
And I wanted to work with the black and white, and that the black and white was very important and telling a story on its own in the story. And
Yeah, and so yeah, it's really great. So you just kind of shot certain moments, and then like certain kind of like, tell me about the shooting process then. Like, yeah, the two main actors, I guess, right? And then you had a third one. And then where did you find the two main actors?
So I knew one of them that was a dancer, and I already did a project with him that went very well. And I knew that the both of them, they're like best friends in life.
Okay.
So that was nice to set them as competitors in the movie, but in reality, they're like brothers. And so I listened to the soundtrack, and I was like, I want to do a dance, like a dance movie.
Yeah.
Just dance, no, like not the debuts and the voiceover and stuff. But then, as it was going with time, we were working on the choreography, and I was like, okay, so maybe I'm gonna put like 1 minute before the dance to like to set the story. And so we went to a studio in Paris, and we had only 4 hours to shot everything. So we went pretty fast to shot everything, and it went really quickly because they are really good dancers and they knew the choreography. And also, I let them a lot of freedom.
Okay.
Like, if the choreography was not the exact thing that we did before on repetition, it was okay, you know.
Gotcha. And yeah, and then so then what did the, I'm curious, when they saw the film, what did they think of the film when they saw it?
Yeah, they really liked it. They really liked it. And in the dance field, you know, it's kind of unusual to see movies like that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It must have been interesting for them to watch, see them in silhouettes and kind of different kind of like stock, like film kind of like grains. Like, it must have been really cool for them to watch.
They really enjoyed it.
They probably had
And
no
I
idea
guess
that this was gonna, they were there. They, I'm assuming they weren't expecting this type of film.
They know me, and I have like a bit of this style, like it's
Okay.
kind of my style, so they know that I could do something like that. But yeah, they were really surprised. And as I said, we're all like really good friends, and I really like to work with people that I love. So it was also the set day was also a really nice experience.
Yeah, so you just like, it's such a great, unique film where you, like I said, you worked with your friends, amazing sound design, you got these very talented dancers, and then you kind of figured things out in the editing process. I'm sure, I'm just, how long were you, did you spend working on it? Like, did you kind of tinker with a lot of things?
I knew what I wanted. It was more about the color grading that I worked on the most, like to create the perfect shades of black and white.
Yeah.
But the editing was pretty fast because I kind of knew what I wanted at the first place.
So could you, I do, I don't think you have to get too specific, but how do you do that? How did you do, like, what do you do? Is it Adobe that you're using?
Yeah, I'm on Premiere Pro.
Yeah.
And also, even if sometimes I work on DaVinci for color grading, this time I worked with Premiere Pro. It worked well on me, so I did everything on Premiere.
And did you teach yourself how to work that system?
I didn't went to any film school or stuff like that. I learned alone, YouTube
Yeah, there's all kinds of YouTube
tutorials.
tutorials for that's the amazing thing, right? Where people back in the day went to school for this.
Really.
Spent thousands of dollars, and now you just have to watch that. But it's so overwhelming, though, Adobe, that you can get like, I guess, pardon the repeated word, but you can get overwhelmed by the experience, I guess, right? Because there's so many things that you can play with.
Yeah, I think that when you go first like to something like Adobe or DaVinci, you're like, there's too many like options, I don't know what to do. But once you get the hand, it's really nice and works really wonders. I know that now for the Da Vinci, for me, I kind of have this feeling because, you know, I have my own like tricks for Premiere that
Yeah.
I can't do on Da Vinci, but I'm learning
You're
on this.
learning, yeah. Yeah, well, are you always working on a video? Is that where you're always kind of creating something?
I'm also a photographer,
Okay.
so I do both. photo and videos.
And so how is this film doing? Like you're saying it's playing at a lot of festivals?
Yeah, so I put it on many festivals, and I got selected at four. And yesterday I had my second, like this was my first prize,
Okay.
and now I had my second one, and so I'm waiting for the dates to come. But yeah, far as it goes, it's working really well.
So we sent you the audience feedback video from North American audience. What did you think of what they had to say about your film?
It was my first time ever that I saw like people that I really don't know from across the globe, not my age, like talking about my art. So I was really like, I was very thrilled, and I loved how the message that I wanted to give, like this question mark about competitions, about the two guys fighting.
Yeah.
I love how thanks to like the sound design and the color that I choose, they kind of like understood it. So, and I love how, yeah, they talked about the techniques of editing and the techniques of like sound designs, because we worked a lot on them, so it was really nice.
Yeah, no, and it's a perfect, the perfect length. Like you didn't overdo it. You just basically like it's 2 minutes. It's perfect. It's like an installation where like it deserves like repeatedness. Like it needs to be, you need to watch it a few more than a few times to really get its essence, I guess, right? So what do you like after this festival run? What do you want to like? What do you do with these films? Like do you put them on YouTube? Like how do you kind of like? How do you want to like show like because if they're amazing films, like I'm curious like well, how you want to distribute them.
I don't know. I'm working on an exhibition in Paris.
Okay.
So during the exhibition, I want to like project all of my videos. That's for sure. And I think I'm gonna see. I really don't know. I'm not really into like it's very new to me, so I will see how I will put it. Like I put it on my socials and it worked very well.
Yeah.
So I'm going to see how I can like yeah, share it again.
Yeah. Well, you got a pretty you're just you got a sizable following on your Instagram page, and so it's growing. I guess that's a good thing. And then because you got some great videos, and you're like I said, you're a photographer, and then you have your website as well, I guess, right? People can go to your website. We'll have a link on the podcast.
Okay. Very
Yeah.
cool.
And then you can, yeah. So you're just, I guess you said you're just starting out.
Yeah, it's been just like 2 or 3 years, so I'm a new guy. I
That's
don't know how to
amazing.
say it.
Do you have any goals, or are you just kind of working project to project?
I have my dream is to make movies.
Yeah.
And I want to do another short movies, but maybe yeah, with more budget, like searching for fundings and stuff, and taking the time to do a one that I really like so I can go again on festivals and stuff.
Gotcha. Well, I think this is a really great experimental film. Like I see a lot of them, and I think this is one of the better ones of the year. So, and like I said, you're
Wow.
tapping into an emotion that people understand, right? And it started like basically not only is it a great sound design, which kind of it sets itself apart. Like you can listen to the film, right? But then you got this amazing these amazing visuals as well. And like you said, you're not spending all this money. You're just kind of using the art of the Adobe, right, to kind of create it. Like,
Yeah, that's what I'm most proud of, is
yeah.
that with like zero money almost we did that. So it also shows that when you're passionate about something, you don't need to have tons of money
No.
to do art. Like art is not about money.
Yeah. But it's the tools that we have in the 21st century as well, right? So,
Yeah, I think it's yeah. Yeah, it's the tools that we have, and when you're surrounded by the good people,
Yeah.
it's very important.
It's all about the people. Yeah, 100%. Well, let's talk again when you make your next film. Because I'm assuming you're going to make a lot of them, and keep in touch because I want to see what you do next, and I'll keep an eye on your website and your Instagram. We're
I
following
hope
you,
so.
so keep up the good work.
Yeah, I hope so. I don't know when I'm going to do it, but pretty soon, I guess.
Pretty soon. All right, let's talk. We'll talk again when you make your next film.
Yeah. Thank you so much.